And amid the turmoil in Ukraine, U.S. President Joe Biden has announced tougher sanctions against Russia for waging war. That he says the measures are so severe they would make President Putin a, quote, pariah on the international stage. Mr. Biden said the U.S. will place sanctions on more Russian banks and people close to the Kremlin. But he stopped short of imposing measures on Mr. Putin himself. Simon Marks has more.
In practical terms, of course, there is nothing preventing the American president from sanctioning not only Vladimir Putin, but other members of his inner circle. And there was speculation here over the last few hours that these sanctions might target Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu, among others, and Vladimir Putin himself. But it is evident that the Biden administration wants to hold some elements of these sanctions in its back pocket ahead of whatever comes next. The president was asked today why he hasn't sanctioned Vladimir Putin personally and did not answer the question, avoided it and moved on to the next question. Within the last few minutes, a top National Security Council official at the White House has been asked whether the Americans know where Vladimir Putin's money is held and refused to answer the question and said that he would not engage in speculation and hypotheses about possible future sanctions that lie ahead. The Americans do say they are hitting the Russians with the hardest array of sanctions they've ever lobbied in the direction of Moscow, not just going after individuals close to Vladimir Putin, but entire Russian industries, including the enormous gas giant Gazprom, the country's largest telecommunications firm, Russian railways, all of those and others denied access now to debt and equity markets in the United States and elsewhere. And there are clearly anxieties about what's going to come next, with President Zelensky saying in Kyiv tonight that it is absolutely apparent that Ukrainians are on their own fighting that for their freedom. No one militarily is coming to their aid. He's ordered a full general mobilization and mandatory enlistment in Ukraine, as President Biden indicated for the first time today in comments at the White House, that he thinks Vladimir Putin's ambitions may go beyond the borders of Ukraine.
He has much larger ambitions in Ukraine. He wants to, in fact, reestablish the former Soviet Union. That's what this is about. And I think that his ambitions are completely contrary to the place where the rest of the world has arrived.
Now, the president acknowledged some of these sanctions are going to take a while to come into force, and peppered with questions about whether he could be doing more. He said, we should all come back together in a month or so and see how this sanctions regime is going. The difficulty, of course, with that is that for President Volodymyr Zelensky, well, there may not be a month left for him to wait while he wonders if the Russians are going to come and topple him from power.